when we read the book, when we study the book, the words give rise to the non-experiential knowledge, which is indirect knowledge. Even inference also gives what? No, non-experiential knowledge, inference. Therefore, the general rule, as per the general rule, words can give us only the non-experiential knowledge. Words cannot give experiential knowledge. Therefore, study of the book needs to be followed by another experience also. But sometimes there is an exceptional rule also. What is the general rule is different. Exceptional rule is the words can give non-experiential knowledge. Words also can give experiential knowledge. Words can give, it's called apavadaha. General rule is called utsargaha. Exceptional rule is called apavadaha. Utsargaha apavadaha. Should not forget. Apavadaha means exceptional rule. General rule is utsargaha. What is the utsargaha? What is the general contention? General contention, common view is books, words cannot give you experiential knowledge. Words can give you only non-experiential indirect knowledge. Then what can give them? But here the apavada is, exceptional rule is, words can give non-experiential knowledge. Words can give also experiential knowledge. Now Vedanta comes under the category of the exceptional rule. Vedanta, Vedantic words can give non-experiential knowledge. Vedantic words can give experiential knowledge also. Vedanta comes under the exceptional rule. How is it possible, if you ask? Shastram says, if the object which is to be known, the object which is described by the words, suppose the words describe a given object, the object described is far away, the object described is far away, then words can give only non-experiential knowledge. If I tell you all about Badrinath, how cold it was, how shivering we experienced there, it was, how the food was, how the dosa was, how the crowd was, how the priest behaved, and how we walked, what shopping we did, everything I can explain to you now. I can narrate a story of our Badrinath Yatra. All my words can give you what? Definitely non-experiential knowledge, indirect knowledge. Why? The place Badrinath, all the objects pertaining to Badrinath are far, far, far away, much high in Himalayas, India. Suppose we describe an object which is right in front of you, or which is within the range of your sense organs. Definitely, if the object which is described is not far away from you, if it is very close to you, then words can give experiential knowledge also. So what is the exceptional rule here? Words can give experiential knowledge if the object described is not far away from you. You may describe something, a flower vase in your house. You know, I like something that in your house I described, I saw some yellow petals and blue petals, something which is on your table. Oh, my description, my object, immediately you are already experiencing right in front of you. Then as I am describing, my description immediately gives you my words of description, directly give you the experiential knowledge simultaneously. Immediately you get it. So words also give you experiential knowledge. So the rule is paroksha vishayaha chet, paroksha vishayaha chet, paroksha jnanam janayati shabdaha. If the object is far away from you, not within the range of your sense organs, then definitely words give you indirect non-experiential knowledge. If the object is aparokshaha vishayaha chet, if the object is not far away from you, then shabdaha aparoksham jnanam janayanti. The words reveal, give you the experiential knowledge also. The exceptional rule should be remembered. What is an apavada? What is a general rule? What is exceptional rule? Should remember both. What is apavadaha? What is utsargaha? Utsargaha is general rule. Apavadaha is exceptional rule. That words do produce, words do give definitely the experiential knowledge also, is an exceptional rule. General rule is words do not, cannot give experiential knowledge. Words can give only non-experiential knowledge. So because of this problem alone, we always think what? After the knowledge, we say we have understood everything intellectually, but we have not yet experienced Brahman. We have not realized the self. We need to experience the self. All these things can come because of this problem. Which means, if we say after the Tattvamasi Mahavakyartha Shravanam, still if I have, still I want, I'm waiting for the experience. If the words of the Shastram have not given us the experiential knowledge, then He has not given us the vision. It is not, the problem is not with the words. We have not yet understood the Shastram properly. Which means we have yet to continue to study. We have to redo the study of the Upanishads. We have to study, do Shravanam for some more time. That is the meaning. So here, how do the words give you experiential knowledge? How do you say, how do you use this exceptional rule, apavadaha? And how do you say words do give experiential knowledge also? How do you say that? We say, let us see the example of it, example. See, in Mahabharata, so Purushottama likes this example always, and all of us use this example, quote this example. In Mahabharata, we all would have heard the story of Kunti. Kunti had, you know, these sons, and the one more son. Not only she had her sons, this Karnaha also was Kunti's son. Whoever is a Kunti's son should be known as Kaunteyaha. All the sons of Kunti were known as Kaunteyaha. That's why Arjuna will say Kaunteya, Kaunteya. Son of Kunti is called Kaunteyaha. Who is Karna? Karna is also son of Kunti. He is also Kaunteyaha only. But nobody knows this fact. Only Kunti knows the secret. It's antarangam. Kunti's antarangam, only Kunti has this knowledge that Karna is my son. Karna is also Kaunteya, only Kunti knows. Nobody knows. And during the time of battle, and Kunti somehow wanted to save this her sons, and she went to see Karna. And she heard the story like this. She did not tell him anything about Karna. She said, you know, Karna, I have 5 sons. Okay, we include all the 5 together, okay? Don't think of other 2 sons of other wife and all that. Let us take us, okay? Now, not only my other 3 sons, Kaunteya's, I have another son also. Pandu's sons are Pandavas, Pancha Pandavas. It's okay. The Kaunteyas are there. But I had another son also. I have one more son who tells whom? Kunti is talking to Karna. She tells the whole story. How she saw the son, and she had a story part we are not going to. How she became mother of Karna, we are not interested. We only know the fact Karna is also Kunti's son. Kunti is telling Karna, I have one more son. So Kunti's words reveal the knowledge. Reveal the knowledge to whom? Karna got the knowledge. Karna got the knowledge. What knowledge she got? I have one more son. Don't think we have only 5 sons. I have one more son. Including him, I have got 6 sons. Pandavas 5, including Karna, 6th son also. But she is talking to Karna. Karna does not know who that sixth person was. Not in the proper order. Apart from 5, one more son is Karna. So she is telling, I have another son. Not only 5, I have 6 sons. When Karna heard this from Kunti's mouth, Kunti's words gave him the knowledge of the 6th son. Karna came to know Kunti had a 6th, one more son. Karna got the knowledge. What knowledge? Non-experiential knowledge. He knows Kunti has one more son. But he does not know who that son is. Who is that one more son? He does not know. He knows who Kunti has 6th son. Kunti's words gave Karna the knowledge of Kunti's 6th son. But he knows Kunti has a 6th son. But he does not know who is that 6th son. But as he was telling, Karna was experiencing the sixth son or not. When Kunti was telling Karna, I have a sixth son, Karna has the knowledge of the sixth son, Kunti has sixth son, he has got the knowledge. But was he experiencing the sixth son or not? Tell me. He was experiencing the sixth son already. Only thing is, he does not know who that sixth son is. So what if then he asked, oh Kunti, Ma, you have sixth son. He was so curious. No, really, there is an urge to know who the sixth son is. Let me know who the sixth son is. You are very happy to know one more boy is there for his mother. Who is the sixth son? So anxious, so curious to know who the sixth son is. Kunti tells, Tattvamasi Karna. Hey, you, Karna, you are that my sixth son. You are my sixth child. Sixth, not in the order. You are the first actually for Kunti. You are the first son, unknown to the world, unknown to anybody, only known to me the fact you are that. Tell me, when was the time Karna was not experiencing himself? Karna need not know. I want to experience myself, Mom. Should he say that? You have told me I am your sixth son. Should he experience after that? Kunti's words, that sixth son, you are my son, when she said, words gave him first non-experiential knowledge, simultaneously experiential knowledge also. That is the final knowledge. Afterwards, he need not experience himself. Never a time you are not experiencing yourself. The experiencer is ever choicelessly experienced in all the experiences of all the experienced. The experiencer, you are always experienced. Only thing is, you do not know, that's all. So when the Shastran says, Tad Brahmatvamasi, you need not experience yourself. Why? When are you not experiencing yourself? Which time are you not experiencing yourself? You are ever experienced self. Only thing is, you need the knowledge. You are that Brahman. When Shastra says, Tat Tvamasi, Tat Brahma Tvamasi, you are the only thing you need to know what you are, isn't it? All the time you're experiencing yourself. Therefore, the Vedanta's words give you experiential knowledge. What Vedanta gives is the final knowledge. It need not be followed by any experience. Okay, now Karna case of Karna, he may have a doubt. What doubt is possible? Mahabharata battle is going on. This Kunti wants to protect her sons. So she is coming and simply telling me a story. Why should I believe that I am her son? Doubt is possible. Experience is not possible. Experience is not required. Experience is not necessary because already you are experiencing yourself. Karna has already experiencing himself. The doubt is possible. Experience is not required. Doubt is possible. For the doubt, you have to what now? You need only clarification of the doubt is for needed. After the Shastra Shravanam, you have the Jnanam, which is final knowledge, which does not require any experience. What to require after Jnanam is possible is doubt is possible. So clarification of doubt is needed. To clarify your doubt, you have to do mananam. The doubts will resolve. Clarification is needed, not the experience. Don't say, I want some experience to happen. So mananam will take care of your doubts. Mananam will clarify your doubts. Even after the doubts go, even after you resolve the doubts also, like this Karna, now somehow he had a doubt and his doubts were clarified and he accepted, he became clear about his fact, Aham Kunti's son, I am Kaunteyaha, Aham Kaunteyaha, I am son of Kunti is very clear. But all these days, he has been thinking what? He is son of Radha. His foster mother's name was Radha. So he was thinking he was a Radheyaha. Now all these years, for many, many years, he has been known as Radheya. Now suddenly he has discovered the fact he is a Kaunteya. Therefore, because of his old habit of being known as Radheya for many, 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 many years, the sudden discovery of his real, the fact being Kaunteya, can cause what now? Still error is possible. It's called a old habit caused error. He may not say I am Kaunteya, he may still say I am Radheya. Because the whole world calls him Radheya and he is calling himself Radheya. He has been Radheya all these days. Now, what is a fact is Kaunteya is a fact, Radheya is not a fact. Therefore, now he is only Nididhyasanam. Similarly, we also, even after resolving the doubts also through mananam, we clarify our doubts, still we may have some old habit caused errors are possible. I am Jiva, I am an individual, this is possible. Therefore, we only Nididhyasanam. After clarifying our doubts, Nididhyasanam will help us resolve the habit caused error in our perception of the self. So that, I took it longer time just to say this. You know, I want to really read out the Bhashyam, explain to you in person. We'll see. But this is not, this particular example does not come in this. Generally, Swamiji gives example. I used this example anyway. But the thing is, the general rule, Utsargaha, and exceptional rule, Apavadaha, and how exceptional rule is possible, words can give non-experiential knowledge, words can give experiential knowledge also if the object described is not far away from you. The object described is far away from you, then words can give you only indirect, non-experiential knowledge. Then experience has to follow the non-experiential knowledge. If the words can give you experiential knowledge also, it's called aparoksha jnanam, immediate, intimate self. Never is it non-experienced. It can give you non-experiential knowledge also, intimate knowledge, immediate knowledge, aparoksha jnanam. The object is paroksham, far away from you, beyond your sense perception. They can give you only paroksha jnanam. If it is very near you, it can give you aparoksha jnanam. So what we, after shravana jnanam, you need mananam and vidhyasanam, not anubhava. Because there's never a time you are not experiencing yourself. You experience yourself as the experiencer in every experience. Okay? Which means we need to study more. We need to become much clearer. That's all. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.